This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DT News, BMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of National Democratic Alliance or NDA ruled states will be participating in a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues in the national capital today. Our correspondent reports, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the deliberations. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the United States has highlighted how India responded in a precise and calibrated manner to terrorist bases, headquarters and launch pads in Pakistan following the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack. During an interaction at the consulate in New York, Mr. Tharoor said India is not interested in warfare with Pakistan, emphasizing that the country would much rather be left alone to grow its economy and uplift its people as they prepare for the 21st century world. Pointing out that Pakistan is a revisionist power, Mr. Tharoor said that it covets territory under India's control and seeks to acquire it at any cost through terrorism, something that is completely unacceptable.
Sadly, we may be a status quo power. They are not. They are a revisionist power. They covet territory that India controls, and they want to have it at any price. And if they can't get it through conventional means, they're willing to get it through terrorism. That is not acceptable to us, and that's really the message that we are here to give all of you in this country and elsewhere.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, today participated in Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign along with journalists. Speaking to media, Dr. Mandviya said that despite the bad weather, a large number of journalists turned up. He said that this campaign reflects the citizens' collective resolve to stay healthy. He expressed confidence that this resolution would continue to strengthen, adding that a fit nation is essential for building a developed India. He remarked that the vision of a Viksit Bharat is closely linked with the Fit India movement, emphasizing that only a healthy society can build a prosperous nation. The minister also highlighted that journalists joined the Sundays on Cycle initiative at more than 900 locations across the country, showing widespread support for the cause.
इतनी बड़ी संख्या देख के मुझे बहुत खुशी हुई. एक केवल जर्नलिस्ट नहीं जुड़े हैं, ये देश के नागरिक का स्वस्थ रहने का संकल्प है और ये संकल्प ही सिद्धि की ओर आगे बढ़ेगा. देश फिट रहेगा, देश हिट रहेगा, देश विकसित भारत बनकर रहेगा. 900 से अधिक स्थानों पर आज जर्नलिस्ट संडे ऑन साइकिल के साथ जुड़े. ये संकल्प आपको स्वयं को भी फिट रखेंगे और देश को भी हेल्दी रखेंगे.
Centre has approved 8.25% interest rate on employees' provident fund EPF deposits for the financial year 2024-25. This will benefit over 7 crore salaried employees across India. This rate was recommended earlier this year by the Central Board of Trustees of the Employees' Provident Fund Organisation. The approved rate remains unchanged from 2023-24 fiscal, while it was 8.15% in 2022-23. Around 49 flights were diverted in Delhi last night between 11:30 p.m. and 4 a.m. due to adverse weather conditions. Among them, 17 were international flights. In an advisory issued today, Delhi Airport advised passengers to regularly check their flight status and stay in contact with airline staff for updates. In shooting, India's Shambhavi Shravan Shirsagar clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Germany last night. Another Indian, Ojaswi Thakur, bagged silver in the same event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.